Simin Tov Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Ches through Tezvav. The Machaber says this is the real dinim of how to do the Na'anuim, and there's many minhagim as we'll see. And the bottom line is, like the Rama says, Be'ezah derech shenaneh yotze b'diyavid. L'maisa the Machaber says in Sif Ches, Yenaneh b'shoshim mevarech, v'chol v'chen yenaneh b'hoidu l'Hashem pamachas, u'menanim b'chol hoidu sheyirmi, says the Rama. There's already two different mahalchim of exactly when to be menaneya, and there's the machaber understands that whenever you say hoydu, you're menaneya, and when you're careful hoydu, you're menaneya twice. The Rama says, not only that, when the whole tzibur says hoydu, and when the shat says yirmuno, also yirmuno, should also be menanea. L'maisa, there's a third mahalach, which is the mahalach of Arizal. One should not be menanea more than five times. That means once b'shas the bracha, and four more times b'shas halo. That is the first time when they say hoydu, two times by on Hashem Yishiyano, and one time by the last hoydu. When they careful hoydu at the end, you're only menanea one of the two times. Nusa Svard is knowing like that. Kundumani, the Svardim, Eduta Mizrach is also knowing like that. The Maisa Alpi Arizal. Interestingly enough, in many of the things that are mentioned here, the Svardim go like the Arizal over the Beis Yosef. It's not such a Chiddush, but even those that are Makbid to go like the Beis Yosef, I was told that something like Na'anuim, which is only a Minig, many go like the Arizal, as opposed to the Mechaber. That is another difference. Now the shayla is it mutter bechlal in a shul that some people should be menaneah and some people should not be menaneah? Is there a problem of leis is going to do? Half the people are being menaneah, half the people are not being menaneah. So the achrenim talk about it, the pesim talk about it, the bachacher says that there is no problem. It seems that there are people that are choshish. The chayadim seem to be choshish. But the eish la'avomi bachach says that it's not a problem of leis is going to do. It's only a minug, it's not meikar adin. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he brings a beautiful raya. So the Mishnah says in the Aflam and Zayin Amid Beis, Omer Rebbe Akiva, Tzoyfi Ha'isi, I was watching, Kishikola, Kola Kola Yimisnanim Lulaveim, and Vehim Lai Nino, by On Hashem Atzlichono, everybody's being Menanea, and Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shua, they were not being Menanea. So says, Vaistos, the Chorif, there would be a problem, the Lace is going to do that. Some people should do one thing, some people should do other, for sure. Some people are being Menanea, some people are not being Menanea, the Chorif should be a problem, the Lace is going to do. Vaistos, there's no problem, because it's only a minig, therefore, it's not an issue. Lamais, I think the Ilm is not Makbid. The truth is, this is something that the Ilm is, it became a little bit of a tishtush in the last, I would say, probably 20 years or 30 years, that we have such a thing called Shtiblach, that who really, depending on where you go, but whoever, depending on what your nusach is, that's who davens for the Amid is what the Olam davens. So the person davens nusach, it can be a guy davening nusach Ashkenaz for Shacharis, and somebody davening nusach Svard for Musaf, and they're being the minhagim are changed and along the way. Half the kal is doing nusach Ashkenaz, half is doing like nusach Svard, and the third half, however you have that, is doing Eidut HaMizrach, is doing like this Radim. So, this is something which is in general, it's an issue. By Tachnun it comes up, do you put down your head before Tachnun on Monday and Thursdays, do you put it down afterwards, V'chulu, these types of things. Things L'chur that are Talian Minog would be okay, it seems most of the Pesachim say that it's okay, that's not a problem of Laisis Gerdinim. There are certain things, Ramesha talks about, by Kedusha, you should say Kedusha, whoever the Kal is saying it, whoever the Shat is saying it. Even if you're davening the Amido, you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar Minyan, when they're getting up to Kedusha, Ukedoyme, you should do like they're doing, since it's out loud. Now, the Machaber says, we're only Menanea by On Hashem Yishiyono. We're not Menanea by On Hashem Atzlichono. So, the reason is that's brought down is that it says, Hoishienu Hashem Alekenu, it says, Ozyuan and Ratzei Ayar, and then it says afterwards, Hoishienu Hashem Alekenu. So, we see the Yiranenu Atzei Ayar is, like the Levush says, Lakach tzarech bekiskus kiskus shedra v'olin kidei lashmiya koilom shezeu ashim v'avinun shaleitzim. What does it mean, Yiranenu Atzei Ayar? That the Atzei Ayar are going to sing. What's the rinun? What's the singing of trees? The singing is when their leaves sway back and forth. So he says that even though there are those that say that you don't have to be mekaskes, l'chor you have to, because that's the renin of the trees. That's the pashtis. Shekenu mashmoi sri loshan apasik she'etim yiranenu. Says the Avu Drum. So that would be l'chor the pshat, that it's before in the pasik. They're only supposed to be mekaskes. You're only supposed to do the na'anua l'chol apaches by hoshienu Hashem, which is on Hashem hoshienu. Now it's not exactly clear why. It's mevor from the pasuk, but why, Taka? Why only by Ona Shemashiyana, not by Ona Shematzlichana? So the Abu Drum says that the whole purpose of the Na'anuim is like brought down here in the Bir Halacha, Lefisha Ar Baruch Shaloi Kedei Latzer Ruches Rois, or Kedei Latzer Tlolim Roim, that the purpose is to be Oitzer Tlolim Roim and Ruches Rois, and Gira Be'ina the Sitna is to prevent the Satan from being Mekatrig. So mainly the whole purpose is Ona Shemashiyana, Hashem, save us from these terrible things, from these mazikin, from these talolim roim veruch esrois. But by atzlichana doesn't pass, because atzlichana is just to be masnich in what you're doing. It's not a yeshua, and memela wouldn't pass the lashon. They wouldn't pass the whole inyan of naanuin. The bachashi says something else. He says yeshua. What's the difference between yeshua and atzlocha? Yeshua on Hashem Hashiyana, on Hashem Atzlichana. It says on Hashem Hashiyana refers to the people that are noite lepu'ulois, somebody that needs a Yeshua. He wants to hear, he wants to there to find the Yeshua. He needs to get to the doctor, to the Rav, to wherever it is that he has to get to. As opposed to on Hashem Atzlichana is mesama the people that are yoshvim bibitochin v'shev al tase, he says. Say the Bali Musa says something also, a similar thing. That the person when he needs Yeshua, so he goes running around all over. The person wants to have the Atzlocha, so then just zetach, sit down and learn basmada or kedeme, then that's for the asach. When a person needs Yeshua in Echanami, he has to go run around all over the place. But that's in Yeshua, the Yeshua is all over, as opposed to asach is the bitachrin of, I don't have to run all over the place. That's the inin of being menanea by Hashirna and not by Atzlichana. Tif test, ananua hu shemoy lechadim ikenegdei vahalam yinanea shom shalish pomim bahilach vashalish pomim bahava. Says the Ramah, Turef Alul of Mekatkis Olam Mechol Na'anua. Says the Mechaber, Racher Kach, Mata Yodei Letzarach, Reisekein, Chol Tzad, Mi'ar B'Tzadadin, Umayla Umata. The... I'm going to sit on a different table. The Mechaber says that we should be Menanea. It's actually the exact same Lashon of the Torah, and the Torah's Lashon itself is not clear. The one thing that is clear, he says, to be menanea all directions, four directions and up and down, like the Rush said, not like the Bala Yitter. And the Bir Halacha over here speaks out, L'misha Abba Ruchai Shaloi, K'dei Latzer Ruchai Zroiz, and K'dei Latzer Tlolim Roim. The Mashmois L'chura is that is the Kavana that one should have Shasta Nanuim. We have the Shasta Nanuim, which is such a halakha time. What is the Kavana that a person is supposed to be thinking of Shasta Nanuim? L'chura from the Bir Halacha, he seems to be saying, be mechavan what the Gemara brings down. Now, the Yisrael V'Sher Shavoido, he says, Ayin B'Kisvei Arizal, Mi'atakunim Hanifloim V'Neroim Hanasim Barilom Esel Yoinim HaKadosh Shema Idei Na'anuim. Megodol Madas HaNa'anuim, Halohim Bo Kama Pomim B'Zer HaKadosh, the tremendous Niflois and Nerois and Tikunim that happen on Idei Na'anuim, it's mentioned numerous times in Zer HaKadosh. Lav Kol Moichas Tovoldo, not everybody can understand it. L'Chavin Kavano Soil, says, Va'ato Enesh Ke'orki, so he tells you, my friend, Techavin kavana pshuta hechreches uminola tazua. What kavana should you have? Says you say to Shoresh Avodah. Uminola tazua bechol haylocha ve'ava shebechol nanua ve'nanua yichavin machshavti b'zeh aloshen shem yirchol kuchabicho shchintei lasois nachas ruach liyotzei. So that's what a person should have in mind. A person is always wondering. I know there's people wondering what kavanas. They always wonder. You see people. What are the kavanas? This is the Yisrael Shoresh Avodah. Who, if you look at the other kavanas that he has during the rest of the year. It's not just so simple. He says, "Bimachavin nasas nachas ruach liyotzer." And then there's also, like the Bir Halacha says, it's bimachavin the inin of latzer ruches rois mitlolim roim. And he ends off. He says, "Ubevadei bor hu lachol maskil shimichavin kavana zu besumcha atzuma moed yichoshaf ne'amakam baruch hu kilo kiven b'chol hakavana shekivenu behem an shekines agdoim." Now, how do we do the na'anuim? What's the way? So there's numerous we already spoke about in the past. And the Beis Yosef was Marech, and the Taz, about the different shitas in the Na'anuim. L'chura, the Pashas Mashmoyis of Huwait, the Mechaber is paskining, which is exact verbatim from the Lashon of the Tur, is, it would seem, and it seems that this is how the Gern learns, is that you're menanea once in every direction, and when you finish the direction, you're menanea three times. So you go out, menanea three times, come back in, menanea three times, and go to the next direction. That would be the Pashas Mashmoyis. Hananu Shemoylech Yodim Ikenegdei V'holo V'yananea Shom Shalish Pamim V'ayloho Shalish Pamim V'ayloho. That would be L'chor the Pashas. Now we did see the Darkei Moshe going on the tour that says this exact Lashon, and he says V'yananea Shom doesn't mean that you're menanea there. He says that's not shot in the Mechaber. All it means V'yananea Shom means in that direction. And he learned like the Rosh that all your the nanu itself, the moving back and forth, is the nanu, is the halacha that a person has to do. You don't even need kiskus olin. As opposed to the Rama says no. In addition, you need, first of all, you need to do it in three directions in each one. Ki mori luchu mevi shalosh pam lechol ruach, and he also says teref aluf mekaskus olin mechol nanua. He says that you also have to do kiskus olin, in addition to the fact that you're doing not just once in every direction, you're doing three times in every direction, but also the three times you're doing in every direction is along with kiskus olin. Now, why do we do kiskus olin? Three times in every direction, it's the b'yotzei the shitas harosh, it's b'yotzei the Yerushalmi, that in every direction, that learns you're supposed to go in every direction three times. Now, why are you supposed to be mekaskis? V'nochin shegam mekaskis bo'olim b'shas halacha v'avo, says the Shaar HaTzion, why? Lotis gam das harambam b'ninzeh. To be yotzei the Das HaRambam, the Rambam understood that in addition to moving your lulav back and forth, you're also doing three halachas v'havas as you go back and forth. Now it's a little bit shver that that's what the Shaar HaTzion quotes, because according to the Rambam, you're only going in each direction one time. You do one full halacha v'havo, and it's made up of three small ones as you go along. But you're not doing that every time. From the Mashmoyis to the Mishabur, it sounds like each one of the three times that you're doing it, you should be mekaskis balin. L'chura, if I was writing the Mishnah Berurah, I would have said that the Makor is the Ran. The Ran learns that you have to do kiskus olin. It happens to be that the Ran learns you do it at the end of the Nanuim. But the Ran learns that you have to be that a Nanua, a Halacha, back and forth without kiskus olin is not considered a Nanua. You need a Tefach Revi, Kedei L'Nanea, like the Mishnah says. It's not enough to be Menanea without the kiskus olin. If you learn that it's in the Rambam, so then L'Chur you should learn like the Marshal, like the Taz says. Do two times, do once. That you go three times as you're going halacha and three times as halacha, and the next two times you could just go back and forth without any small halachas v'avos, and that way you're being kaim also the Rambam that says do once with three small halachas v'avos, and you're also being kaim the Shitas HaRosh that says to do it back and forth three times. That's what will come out like the Marshal. L'maisa, the minhag ha'olam is not like the Marshal, and the poskim acharonim say that that is not the minhag ha'olam to do like the Marshal. You don't switch after the first. Most of the Olam does not switch after their first Na'anua, and they do, at least, how is the Minigah Olam, Lamaisa? So the Minigah Olam is, the Svardim, they actually do not do like the Mechaber says, they do once again like the Arizal, and that is just to go back and forth, to go back and forth three times in every direction without being Mekaskis Ba'olin. That would be L'chur, the Pashtis Mashmoris of the Rosh, that's the truth. The way that the Rosh starts out, he says, if not for the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, I would say, "Hayoroi lefarish sheyitvoyz yodei b'makom echad v'inanei aninu akol duugim apamim." I would say, "Pashup shad is that you hold your hand in one place and you just shake your hand back and forth three times. That means that you don't go move your hand from to each direction. You put your hand in one direction and you shake the hand back and forth three times. That's what I would have said. If not for the fact that lulei ba'yeder zero." If not, now that we have Bayadur of Zerah, Zerah said, what's halacha v'avah? It's mavur, that's not what you do. What do? You go in each direction three times. And that's what the Marshal Nemzon Kepshutei, but that's the Rosh. That according to the Rosh, you go back and forth three times, not like the way that the Karban Nasana learned, but l'chur, maybe this is the way that the Beis Yosef learned, it's not exactly clear, that you go back and forth in each direction three times, and you're not mekaskis ba'olin. That is how the Sfardim are noyeg l'maisa, but that's al pi the Arizal. The Arizal is like l'chur, like the Rosh. Not only that, many of them do not bend the lulav bechlal, they hold it straight up, and they go in each direction. They do not tilt the lulav at all. That's the minig of most of the Sfaradim. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, they do like the Ramah says, we go three, we bring it back and forth three times in each direction. However, we're makaskes ba'alin along as well at the time that a person is going back and forth. Now, how to be makaskes ba'alin, that the Mishnah Berurah does not say. Some people say they should do it three times, taka, to be yitzel, like the Rambam. It would be the mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah from the fact in the Sharatim that he quotes the Rambam, that l'chari, that's what you should be doing. That means to shake three times as you're going back and forth. Some people shake as they're going, not specifically three times. That would also be l'chari akim, especially akim of the Indian of Kiskus. I don't know if it would be akim of the Rambam, but l'chari, to be yoy to all them, to go back and be makaskis three times as you go, each of the three times, that would be the best mahalach. You have also three times going back and forth. Also three kiskusin, and also like the Rambam, and also kiskus olim. Even though the Marshal says that ha'oisa yoisu mimashu tzarech nikra hedyoi, but over here lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does not say like the Marshal to do it only one time. Therefore, lachero to be yoitze, that would be, I would say lulu demestafina, that would be the best oifin. To go back and forth according to the Ashkenazim, to go back and forth three times, bimenanea as you're going back and forth. And if you do it three times, that's even l'chara, you even have the Indian of the Rambam also. Now, the shayla is, according to the Mechaber, what does he do? Many of the Olam ask this question, it's really the Ram's question. What do the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Rosh, and the Achronim, the Arizal, do with the Raya of the Ran? The Mishnah says that you need a Tefach Revi Kedei L'Naneh Aboi. Now, if all you're doing is going back and forth, then why does your Tefach Revi have to stick out? Why do you need a Tefach Revi? The Ran's question, how do they answer that question? So the truth is, there's a Chassam Sofer about it, he's Mechadish, that all you need is Roi L'Naneha. But I saw, actually, the Maran Mokam I got from the Chazon Avadia, from Avadia Yosef, is Metzayin HaMe'iri. The Me'iri asked the question, and he says that, Mamash like the Chassam Sofer, you would have thought that it's an Akron saying. He says you don't need that it should be Mamash Nanua. His Lashon is, Einoy Ela, he says, Tzarech Hashir, the Shir of Dalat Tfachim, Einay Elim Pnei Shalul of Iker. V'tzarech Shteini Tilosim Mifur Semes, and you need to see. You should be able to see. It should stick out. It should be Nitzilosim Mifur Semes, Ad Shiei Roi L'Naneya, Ulo Yishota Ani Keres. V'af Opisha Yishota V'aninua Ein Ma'akvin, Roi L'kach Mio Be'inon, Shekola Roi L'Bila Ein Bila Ma'keves Boi. He says, all you need is Roi. You have to be able to see the lulav that it's sticking out. It's Roi L'Naneya. Which is a chiddush like the Elmas Ma'irah, that you don't need, generally, when it's, we say, kol ha'ray le'bi le'im bi'le ma'kev, it's the chathchila, you're supposed to be mix it up. It's just if you did it, b'di'evet, it's not ma'akev. Here he seems to say, no, even the chathchila, you don't need it, as long as it's nikr, nitzilasa nikeres umifur semes, you're able to see the lulav, and it's roi le'nanua, that's enough. You don't need to actually be menanea. Now, I just want to end off with what the Me'iri says, the Lashon. Mikol Mokum, he goes l'maisa, not that way. And he ends off, Mikol Mokum, roi lanu l'choish l'kovad aviseinu v'raviseinu. We should be choishish. In a chanami, there are shitas that hold you don't have to be mekaskes. We should be choishish l'kovad aviseinu v'raviseinu, shekulam matimim lev echad. Everybody is maskim bepe echad. V'noyagim l'na'aneya shedra v'olim. And the minig is v'aneya, the shedra and the olim. That's how the Me'iri was saw the cholapachas, that's how he was makabel. Once again, I'll be that Rizal not to do that, and therefore he also brings a raya. Also, Reb Shimshin Rosenblum brought this raya, very nice raya. Some Rishonim are gurus in the Mishnah that shakol ha'olam hayu menanin luloveim behim lo ninanu nianu. Now, some Rishonim are gurus shakol ha'olam hayu mitarfin luloveim. The Rosh brings it down. Shayumatarfin, the lashon of tiruf, and the Miri says this lashon of tiruf is the lashon of moving back and forth something. Vadi nemra al tenua mihiro mibubelet. It means the mamma shake back and forth. Now, like the Mishnah Berurah says, don't shake it back and forth, then it's going to break. Though there are those, I know of somebody that he goes through a few lulav a day, shaking back and forth. That's also maybe not alpi the Mishnah Berurah, but alpi others. And therefore, but he's madai from lashon of mitarfin. Now there's another machlokes when it comes to the Anuim, and that is what happens when you get to Lamato. So the Rama says that the meaning of the Olam is when you go Lamato is to turn it over. Says the Rama, there are those that are medactic not to turn over the Lulav. The Pasha says because it would be considered Shleike Derech Yedei Lasai. However, he says the minig is Kesvara Rishena to yes turn it over. What's with Shleike Derech Yedei Lasai? Is that what the Rama says? Since the Netila is Kederech Yedei Lasai, it's not a problem. And what does that mean, the Netila is Derech Yedei Lasai? Kimdumani, what he means is that you're holding the lulav in your hand straight up. Then you bend your hand down. You don't turn over the lulav like you turn over the esrog. When we turn over the esrog before the bracha, we leave our hand straight up and we turn the esrog so the esrog is totally upside down. We don't bend our hand facing down. Why not? That's much easier. Just bend your hand facing down and you certainly won't forget to turn your hand back up because it's not so comfortable. Why don't we do that? L'chor, the reason is because that's lav dafki considered like kederach netilasei. As long as you have it in your hand, kederach netilasei, even if you bend your hand to the side or down, that's not a chesaron in shleike derech yedei lasei. Unless you mamish turn over the lulav and your hand is straight and you turn over the lulav and stick it back into your hand, that would be considered shleike derech netilasei l'chor. Even the Rama would be masking that that's not good. L'mais of the minhag olam is not like the Rama. I don't know if I've seen anybody do that. There are those that bring the Kafa Chaim rings down and say Katan Kuf, that the Zkan Aaron says that there are those that don't want to do that because it's bizarre to the lulav. Now, somebody told me that that's why those that are mefakfik cannot to turn over the esrog by the bracha. I think Yesh Lechalik, that's before the mitzvah, it's not Peshas the mitzvah. But there are those that are knowing not to turn it over. They'd rather be mechave and not to be yotze than to turn over the esrog because it's maybe a bizarre to the esrog. The Maisa of the Tam is brought down by Rishonim. It's hard to make and you understood that it's not. Could be that there's a chilek, like we're saying, there it's before the bracha bachlal, before you ate the mitzvah, as opposed to b'shas the mitzvah, not to turn it over. Maybe that would be a chesaron. The chokim on the bach, that there isn't bizayin?
Saying that it is bizayin, that's why you shouldn't hold the lulav upside down, that's before the mitzvah.
And the bach, can you understood that it wasn't considered a bizayin? The shayla is the minig ha'olam, that they turn over the esrog, right? We are noig like that. We're not noig not to turn it over. We're understanding that it's not a bizayin. So how come we don't turn it over by the nanuim and like the Rama? So we could say it's like a derech de lasai. If the reason is the Rama's mitzadim, maybe it's not considered like a derech de lasai. Alt bizayin can zayin that it's more of bizayin b'shas the mitzvah than before the mitzvah. The way that we pass in the mitzvah.
For a separate reason, because the esrog is enough.
The esrog is enough, yeah. Exactly. The shaila is what's the story with turning over the esrog not totally upside down but sideways? When you're doing the nanurim to the side, do you turn it, is sideways considered shleike derech yedei lasai or not? So interesting, it's not exactly clear in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah earlier in the Shaar Tzion, he said that it's something which is derech shchiva. He says in Sifkat and Yutes Shaar Tzion, we saw in Tefis, on the Aflamet Alfam Beis, that if you wrap up a lulav, of lulav tzarech egen, and you wrap up a lulav sideways with shleib minoy, you could be over on Bal Tefis, even though it's shleik ederach yedei lasai. Why? Because all eggs are shleik ederach yedei lasai. So obviously that's a chilek of the mitzvah, shleik ederach yedei lasai. But from the fact that Tefis calls it shleik ederach yedei lasai, that means that when it's lying down, and it's horizontal, not vertical, then that's considered shleik ederach yedei lasai. Mitzad Sheini, the Mishnah Berurah, when he's talking about doing the Nanuim, he says that you're mata the lulav to every direction. So what does he mean to say that you're mata the lulav? He's not talking about Derech Shiva. So, l'chor, there's two ways out of it. You can either say that there's a difference between whether or not you're bending your hand as opposed to having the lulav actually sideways, or your hadas and a rava sideways mamish. That would be considered Shleichi Derech De Lasai, as opposed to the lulav being straight up and you just bending your hand sideways, like we said beforehand. Or in a chanami, and some people are mitzad like this, that you should more a 45 degree angle as opposed to a 0 degrees. It shouldn't be exactly straight out, slightly up. That way it's in that direction. It's not mamish derech shchiva, it's slightly up. Some people are noig al tzar chash, though I think that many are not worried about that. Some Levush actually says the minig is the it's matsui that Peshas when the lulav is on the tree that it bends over sideways, so maybe that is considered derech de lasai. The truth is, if we're bringing rise from that, the derech is that the weeping willow or the arava, they mamash go down, and the esrog also falls down at a certain point, and we don't consider that derech de lasai. But there are those that are choishes in a chanami to go a little bit up, that it should be considered derech de lasai. The last inyan of Na'anuim is Sifyut, Yaakov derech yamin ben Na'anuoy, Mizrach dorim marav safrin. This is also once again a big machlekes. Which directions do you do the Na'anuim? The Machaber says you're facing Mizrach, go Mizrach, and then go to dorim, which is to the right, go marav, which is to the back, safrin, which is to the left, and then go up and down. Now the reason is because kol pina shatapoyin le'tifnei le'yamin. Whenever you're turning, you ever have a suffix which direction to go, you always go to the right. So you go to the right, start straight, go to the right, to the right, to the right. The Levush says that's not what Kopina Shatapain Latifnal Yamin means. Kopina Shatapain Latifnal Yamin means that whenever, the way that the Mabushi Yantar seems to understand it, means whenever you're turning, you turn Derech Yamin. He says, now figure it out. He says the Matthias is, when you're not paying attention, you're not trying, when you're Messiah Lefitumai walking, you'll notice, he says, that you'll always turn your body towards the left. Maybe because your right is stronger than your left, somebody told me, I don't know if this is true, that sometimes when a person is in the desert or somewhere where he has no direction, it could be that he'll go around and around in a circle, a huge circle, as opposed to going straight. That's where they could spend weeks and months in a place which is really only 2 days wide, because they're going in a circle, ever so slight circle, as opposed to going straight. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. But the Yisoid, I think the Levush is saying, if you look at the Levush inside, it brings Kama Raya's, and the first one he starts out is with this, that he says that the Metzias is, that the Teva is to go to the right, is to go to the left. So he says that derech yamin is, I guess, if you're a righty, then the derech that a righty goes. Which means that he first turns to the left, tafen, straight, tafen to the left, back, and then to the right. The Mabush Yantif, who's the Madani Yantif, Tezis Yantif, he is Mayrich, and he says, we're not talking about Teva over here, we're telling what the Chazal told you is the best way to do it. If they said that this is the Metzias Beseder, but they told you, no, lo yitifne el yamin, even though your Teva is not that way, you should go towards the right. And he's Marech Benegede, very, very interesting Rayas, if you ever have a few minutes to go through, Mamish. Rayas from Ksiva, how we write the letters, if anybody ever noticed, almost all languages are written from left to right. And all numbers go from left to right, right? As opposed to Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh goes from right to left. So we see that it goes, he brings a raya from Ksiva, then it goes from right to left. We don't go from left to right. By a source that you're supposed to go towards the left. They bring a raya fakeret. What do you mean? Every letter in the Ksiva goes from left to right. You write that we write from right to left. But when you make every letter, when you make a beis, you make a beis like this. And when you make a gimel, you make a gimel like this. When you make a dalet, it's like this. Hey, well, there's a few that are not. But almost every single one is from right to left. Each individual letter. Memela. They're Marich, and the Minig HaOlam is certainly not like the Levush. We go, those that are Naik to go Derech Yamin, they go first to the right, back, and then left. However, there's the Minig of the Arizal. This is actually, the Magen Avraham brings it down one way, but the Minig HaOlam is like the Be'er Hitev brings it down from the Kavanis, which is first to the right, which is Chesed, then to the left, which is Din, Gvura, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is stronger, the Yamin is stronger than the Din. Then we go straight ahead, Mizrach, which is Tiferes. Tiferes is always the medium, is the in-between. Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Din, and Yaakov is Rachmim, which is in-between. Tiferes, that's the middle of Tiferes, is to merge the two, Chesed and Din together. So right, Chesed, left, Din, forward, Tiferes, up, down, and back. Netzach is a Netzach, something in, Hoyd and Yisayd. Up is Netzach, down is Hoyd, and back is Yisayd. For an explanation, we'll have to leave that for a different time. Or a different person. That is the mice of the way that the meaning of the Svardim are, and Nusach Svard is to do like that. Now, it's an interesting Nakuda, I think, because the Mishnah Berurah says also the directions when you're doing the back, how do you do the back? So you do the back over your shoulder when you go towards the back, or do you turn your face and go towards the back? Mishnah Berurah says, like the Ma'aril, you always face Mizrach, and then you just move the lulav in every direction. The Bikur Yaakov is medayik from the Arizal, even though it's not found in any sefer lemaisa of the Arizal. However, from the fact that the Arizal says you're always supposed to bring the lulav back to your chest, If you're doing it over your shoulder, how do you bring it back towards your chest? It must be you're always facing the direction that you're doing the nanua. Says Bikur Yaakov, Mamela is medayik from the kavanas from the Arizal that you're supposed to turn in that direction. The Sfaradim actually turn their entire body in that direction, and they do a proper loytifne el derech yamin. They turn their entire body, mamish, and they continue going. They don't turn back in the other direction. Even those that are like the Arizal that turn their face towards the back, when they go towards to the left, they don't turn their entire body. They just go towards the left. Which lechura al kol pinush leitif nele yamin, you should turn your entire body, unless you're just going over your shoulder. Then in a chanami, you wouldn't have to turn your entire body. Many people are knowing the directions like the mechaber, and to turn their body like the Arizal, which is not ma'akev, nothing is ma'akev. However, it's just an interesting nekuda.
You're facing Mara to begin with. You're still facing that way.
That's a very good question. I don't think that there's any difference. I did hear that there are people that are makbid on that. Supposedly, I think maybe the Arizal in Tzfas was makbid, that if you're doing, you're supposed to go to the Ruches HaOlam, you're always supposed to go to Mara first. You're always supposed to go, I'm sorry, to Dorim first, to the Yamin. To the Yamin, right. Mizrach, Dorim, Tzofin, Mizrach, Ma'alamato, Ma'ariv. So depending on which way you're facing, you would have to change. Kimdumani, from where I've seen, most people are not knowing to change that. They don't change their body and face a different part of the Beis Medrash at the time that they're doing the Na'anun. Now, Lamaisa, what should you do? Kol echad yino kimina gavisa. Kolashen, Shulchan Aruch, like the Rav Magid says, that lo yirisi laharich bazeh because b'chol inin shenaneh yotza, and that's the ma'aseh the way the Ramah paskins. And somebody pointed out that very nicely, it says Avram Wolman pointed out, it says that tafrish nun zayin. Somebody asked me this. Tafrish nun zayin b'negeya to the din of katan agadela naneah. Avim chayiv is nice lulav. Katan agadela naneah. We're sitting here for 2 weeks trying to figure out how to be naneah. We have a 5-year-old who knows how to be naneah already. Says the Sharati, and it doesn't mean kafi that it says in Tafresh Nun Aleph all the different ways. All it means is the Arba Ruchais. As long as he knows to move it in the Arba Ruchais, the Ma'alamata, that's enough. You don't have to do it 3 times, 3 ways, turn around, v'chulu. As long as he knows, Not only that, I saw something else interesting in Halicha Shlema. I saw today that Rav Shlema Zalman would go to the Kreisel and he would be medactic. Those that are medactic, they take the Lulu by the Kreisel, because maybe you could be Yetzim Midaraisa all 7 days by the Kreisel, Lifnei Hashem. He got it close over there. It says, "Smachtim l'fnei Hashem." He wants to be mitzvah that if you don't do b'simcha, maybe you're not yitzhi. It says, "Zeish tein l'pasik." It's "Smachtim l'fnei Hashem l'kechem." But he said he wasn't medactic on all the pratim of all the different anuim, and he just did ma'ilamato in the 4 directions without all the different nekudas, like he was medactic peshas bracha. Now, one thing that one should be careful, regardless of how you do it, is like the Arizal says, not to bang into the wall. Says that Bikur Yaakov, it's not that happens to be Alpi Nister, not to bang the lulav into the wall, but Alpi Nigla, there's another reason also, because it's very easy to pass your lulav. And Leah Cotton, I would add, maybe also try not to bang into people, because that's also, it shouldn't be that your Ben Adam Lemokim comes at the expense of Ben Adam Lechavere, and that it's quite common that when a person is going back, or wherever he's going, or he's doing his Hashanah, he's not paying attention, that he pokes someone and he could really, we're not talking about Chas V'Chalila, end up in the hospital. But it's definitely, be mitzara people, one should be extra careful. The Sif Yud Aleph. Tzarech lechaber esek lelula b'shas na'anuoy, l'na'aneya b'shneim yachad. Chol anununei ma'akvin, v'yitzadar sh'na'aneya yotza b'diyavid. Now, it's mashma, it's mavur here, like the Rikanti says, it's a pellet to see this Beis Yosef, tremendous Beis Yosef that he brings down. The Rikanti had a dream at night, and he dreamt that Yud Kei Vav is separate from the last K, and he didn't know what it meant. He woke up in the morning and he saw Mamesh, and it's brought down, Gebracht La Alocha. And Lamaisa, the Medrash says that each one of the Dalaminim is Mesamel, besides it's Mesamel, one of the letters of the Shema Havaya, it's also Mesamel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lulav ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadas ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, V'humid ben Adasim, V'chulu, Reichiv HaRova, it says HaRova. Not to be mafred them, you're supposed to have them together. The Mashmois is that you're supposed to be men aneh, the Esrog also. The Olam had a very interesting question, Reb David Fishman in his Chavrusa, Rosenblum. What happens in a case where you take a Lulav ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not taking them all together, is there any inyan to be menaneya the other gimel minim aside from the luluv? Lamaisa, we saw that the gimel minim, the luluv, is girubeina de sitna, it's to be tefach revi kidei lenanei abai. Is there an inyan to be menaneya the other ones with? When you're bimenanei the lulav, you're not supposed to separate anything. Everything's supposed to be together. You have to bimenanei everything biyachad. The Goyin says the reason why you're supposed to bimenanei everything biyachad over here, he brings down the medrash that the mesamel, the different types of people, the esrog is somebody that has teruah ma'isim tovim, and the lulav is the lulav and the hadas is just one, either teruah ma'isim tovim and the rav is neither, and everybody's supposed to make a good achas. That's what the Goyin says. That's why you're supposed to put everything together. The Seder, but where are you sign not putting all of them together? You're taking them zechas, eh? Is there an inyan to be menaneya the other gimel minim? I did not find any riot to this, l'chero. I mean, it seems that any time that they were menaneya, they took the lulav together with the esrog, and you're supposed to be menaneya the esrog together with the lulav. But l'chero not al tananua, simply al the fact that you're supposed to be menaneya the lulav, and you're not supposed to be mafrid between them. Yeah, but I don't know if that's the same nanurim as over here. But what? Maybe. The question is over here. It's still. I don't know if it's a riot over here. Not the lulav is for that for sure. I mean, the lulav. The question is anything else. If anybody has a riot, be interested. The lechur the. According to Levush, that the whole Nanua, the renun of the Eitzim, that we know through Mikaskes, the Dafka, the leaves moving back and forth, that's only by the Luluv. Tevach Ravi Kedela Nanea is Lachar only by the Luluv. Lachar, that would be the Pashtas, I would think. Sif Yud Beis. The Allah of taking Zechazah, Arba Minim Alalu, Ma'akvin Zezeh, Shim Chosel Lai Echad Mehem Lai Yavarach Al Ashar, Vonetel Nzecher Ba'alma, Bein Biyam Rishon, Bein Mishar Yamin. One should not take them zechers. Chatchila, you're supposed to take them all together, like we said before, and they should all be a chibur together. But if a person took it one after the next, you paskin, not like Rabbeinu Tam, you are yotze. They have to be lefonov. The lefonov has to be smuch and etzloi, and you have to cholapaches. Make a bracha on the lulav, and you pata the rest of them. Why do you make a bracha on the luluv? Says the kivin shemaskir nesei bebracha. He says vito luluv tchilo. Says the mishnah berurah kivin shemaskir nesei bebracha tzar shtei samach lebracha. Since you're being maskir the luluv al netilas luluv in the bracha, so meila you should make the bracha. You should take it first. Now what happens if you don't have that possibility? If the first min that you're going to get is an esrog, you're only going to get a luluv 5 minutes later. There's a whatever rotation, and you got to take it as it comes. It's in the house. You're going to get it. But you're only going to get the lulav later. What bracha should you make on your esrog? You should make anatilas esrog, or do you still make anatilas lulav? So we saw, if you're taking each one individually, you make a bracha on each one individually. If you were stuck in between, each one has its own bracha. However, if you're only making one bracha, then lachar, the pashtus is that you'd make an anatilas lulav. You would not make, even though you're not taking it, befrat, if, depending on what the reason is, why do you make... why do you make an anatilas lulav and not anything else? So the Gemara says, show a gavoya b'minim. So that's why you make the bracha on the lulav. The Matan Moshe, he says, lafishu ikur v'sharim minim tefilim loy mevarach al ikur poitel satafel. V'yeshem v'machashu choshev b'minim mikulam kol agud inikas al shemay v'zek Moshe birch beferish al kominu min b'shemay. He says two possibilities. Either when you say anatilas lulav, your lulav is the ikur and you patter the tafel without being maskirin, or no, lulav is referring to the aguda, everything together. And the male is clearly mevarach on everything together. If that's the case, l'chora could be that the nafka mina would be in such a case where you're taking each one individually. If you're taking each one individually, so maybe if lulav includes everything, to make one bracha of lulav, even if you don't take it first. But if it's the ikur and the tafel, if you're not taking the ikur, maybe you shouldn't. Or you can say, no, Lamaisa, since I'm going to take it, that's Iker. It's interesting, Beis Hashem, it's Agdama for Brachis. There's a Shaila Benegiyat HaMoitzi. HaMoitzi Lechem in Aretz, the Prima Gadim Klaris. What's the reason if you make a HaMoitzi, are you Yetzer on all the rest of your food, you don't have to make a Brach on the rest of your food? Is the Vart because HaMoitzi is the Iker food, and everything else gets Potter out Tafel? Or is it because HaMoitzi is the Lashon of a Suda? And Memela, everything is included in the Suda. What's the nafka mina says the prima gadim? Let's say you had less than a kezayis of pas. So to say that it's akir, it's not akir, because you had much less than it than anything else. It wouldn't patter everything possibly. Masha'inkin, if Hamuitzi includes everything, then it'll patter everything. Allah l'maisa, he declares, l'maisa min ha'ilam is to patter everything with even less than a kezayis. But l'chura, that would be over here. I would think the same thing when I get to lulav. This mamash is his two tzadim. I would think that would be, you would make a lulav, anatilas lulav, side by side. Now a person that's taking zeh chazeh, like the Shari Tshuva points out from the Eli Rabba, when he should take them all in his right hand. There's no reason to take the esrog in your left hand, take everything in your right hand. It's only when you have two hands and you're supposed to take them together, then you take the lulav in a different hand than the esrog. However, if you're taking one after the next, then you take them all in your right hand. Now, what happens if Maisa Shaya Kachaya, this is the story that I wrote down on the paper, it happened to me 20 years ago. I was by Rabbi Yashiv and Hashanah Rabba, and there's a line of people waiting to shake Rabbi Yashiv's lulav, make a bracha on it. I was the very last person. And I made the bracha, and they were ready, wanted to start halal. It's a 5-minute break in between that everybody shuffles the lulav before and makes the bracha. And I'm the last person. They went around and I start halal. So they're, you know, rushing me, and I quickly give back, make the bracha, shake the lulav, and give it back, and realize, oyvei, I forgot to turn over the esrog. I forgot to turn the esrog back over. So I didn't know what to do. For some reason, lichtenkopf, that I didn't have my own lulav and esrog. I don't remember. Maybe it was a chash psul, my lulav. I can't remember what the story was exactly. 20 years ago. Exactly. And I went running around looking for somebody else's lulav and esrog, and I shook his lulav and esrog. There shouldn't be a hefsik between the bracha and the chulu, and I shook his lulav and esrog. Now, I was yetzer for sure, because I shook it. Midag b'nafik bay. The question is, what should I have done? Should I have made a bracha al netilas lulav? Should I have made a al netilas esrog? What should I have done? So the chardo, the mashmoy says, we saw this mamish exact case is brought down in the drisha. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down also. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, if a person had lulav and he made the bracha and he flipped over his esrog and he made the bracha and he forgot to turn over his esrog and he shook it and then he put down the esrog, he says you got to take back the esrog and make a new al netilas esrog, not an al netilas lulav, you take a new al netilas esrog. Now the mashmois is
even if it wasn't mafsik,
it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah not that way. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that so long as it's in your house and you're using the same hadas or arava or whatever it is, then you do not make a new bracha. It's not a problem. Now, what would be if you only chafed after you already mafsik with halal? Is that considered a hefsik? Somebody wanted to tell me Shem of Gershom Meltzer that it's, once you haven't been mitiach das, it's not considered a hefsik. I'm not sure if that would be. We're not talking about that exact case. I don't have a raya if it's considered a hefsik. L'chora, you could have said b'pashas that that is considered a tzach. This is me'inin le'inin, and therefore that's not considered a hefsik. You could say that's not considered a hefsik. L'chora, it could be mitzvah like that, tzavik brachas l'hakam. However,
maybe we see it's a hefsik in fact it doesn't know about the bracha, we can't learn that over halal.
Yeah.
We can't learn about esrog, why don't you make a bracha, and do it over halal. Otherwise it's a hefsik, but you have to do the
name. Is it a hefsik? It's all a chelik of the same mitzvah, l'chora.
So then just do the name of halal.
That's a good question. It's not an atzor poshim. Those that are ma'ur on tesis, that Tosfos says that from the Rishonim that say that we see a raya that a person that leaves early in the morning, he's supposed to take his lulav or a shofar v'chulu, and even though he's not saying halal till later, if I say he's supposed to make the brachos, they say, yeah, that's because you're not doing it by halal, so you have to do it then. But if you do it by halal, maybe you make your din taka, you don't have to do it by the bracha in a chanami, and maybe it's not make your din taka, don't have such a raya. But I would think that it's all still considered a chilek of the mitzvah. There's the mishas the bracha to do it, and then there's the hemshach of the mitzvah, which is halal. And if a person didn't make his bracha before halal, he can make his bracha in the middle of halal. It's all considered a hemshach, at least according to the Chai Adam, according to the Gain. It's all considered a hemshach of the same mitzvah. Memela, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you put it down already, that's already considered a hesach hadas, and that would be, you would have to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like, even if you put it down, it could be that you notice, it's a little bit different. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where you noticed it while it was in your hand. If you put it down, maybe it's already considered a hesach. But if it's in your hand, and all you have to do is flip it up, says the Chaim of bracha. If you realize that after you did the nanuim, your esrog was upside down, just flip your esrog right side up and do the nanuim again without any bracha. That's pashut according to everybody. Lekulei alma. If it's in your hand, then you don't make a new bracha. It's only if you put it down, you're mitiach das. There, the Aruch HaShulchan says you'd make a new bracha on the tilas esrog. And the Mishnah Berurah says if you had one in your house, if you weren't mitiach das, then you would also. you would not have to make a new bracha. I'm sorry, you wouldn't have to make... I'm sorry. Im hoya lehadas harava beisai, you have to make a bracha on that min also. You'd have to make a bracha on that min on atilas esrik. Now, the only thing is that he was talking about a case that he's still using the same lulav and esrik. He's still using the same lulav and the same esrik. He's just turning it over, or he's just getting it. In my case, I wasn't using, I didn't tap Rabbi Yashiv on the shoulder and say, by the way, if you don't mind, just give me back for a minute. I just have to shake your lulav and esrik again. I took somebody else's lulav and esrik. That for sure was eschad das. For sure my das wasn't on that. And memeila l'chorro, what I would be mitzadeh, then in such a case, since I wasn't yetzeh beforehand, and now that I'm taking them, I only took three, and I wasn't yetzeh. And now I'm taking a totally different new dal and minim, l'chorro, I would have to make a new al netilas lulav. That would be mitzadeh to make an al netilas lulav, in such a case. My only tzad to say maybe not that way is, the question is, how far do you take it? Just I saw a number of poskim, Rabbi Yashiv Alein said as asfara, I saw brought down, that a person that takes the lulav and he flips over the esrik, what's his das? His das is that he doesn't want to be yotzei. They ask Rabbi Yashiv, "Kum toisi, you're flipping over the esrik. You yotzei the lulav beforehand." That's what the Achrayim asked, the Bachan asked, v'chulu. Says Rabbi Yashiv, "No. From the fact that you're turning it over, advises that you only wanted to have kavana to be yotzei after you've turned it back over." So in this case, I never ended up turning it back over. So my kavana is I wanted to be yotzei after I turned it back over, and never turned it back over. So maybe I was talking every yotzei. Or do you say that no, like you're saying that since I started the Anuim, vice-versa, you're right that I was mitbal bail and I made a mistake. But Lamaisa, at this point, I think that I'm being Yetzeh. I think I'm being Yetzeh. Mamela, I would think that in such a case, in a Hanami, befrat in the case where you're taking a new Lulav and Esrig, Lachur, the Pasha says you should make an Al Netilas Lulav, a new Bracha from the beginning. Now it's interesting, when you get to the Bracha, it says that if you're Sach in between, then you make a new Bracha by each one. What do you make? Al Netilas Al Netilas Lulav, Anatilas Esreg, Anatilas Arava, Anatilas Anaf Eitzavis. Now something is wrong over here. Either you should make an Al Kapes Tamarim, Al Priyes Hadar, Al Anaf Eitzavis, and Arvi Nachal, or everything like the way that we call it, everything that the Pasuk calls it, Mamanam Shach. So the truth is that we shouldn't already handle the Shaila. They ask, why do we make a bracha on Anatilas Lulav? Make a bracha on Anatilas Kapes Tamarim. Raj Be'ez Akasha. He says that as long as you have the Indian, that's enough. And the way that Ibn Ezra says it, the Chaim Bracha brings down Kimdomani from the Ibn Ezra, that since it's already Mikubal, that Kapes Tamarim is Lulav, so we say the Lashon which is Mikubal. Lameila we would say Lulav, and that's the reason why we say Arevo, and the that's the reason why we say Esrig. The question is, how come by Hadas we say Anafi Tavim? So Lulav de Mistafin Amin, I think the reason is Pashim. The Gemara says that there's a difference between Hadasim and Anafi Tavis. Well, there's a Hadas which is a Hadas Shaita, and there's an Anafi Tavis which is Kosher. You should, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, go and get Anafi Tavis for the Lulav, and Hadasim for the Sukkah. Hadas Shaita for the Sukkah. So, mainly, you shouldn't say Hadas, because Hadas could be referred to Hadas Shaita. You should rather say the Pasuk of Anafi Tavis, which refers specifically to the Hadas, which is Kosher. Sif Yud Gimel. The Machaber says, "Im chasul echad mi'aminim liikech menacher b'mekayimai." Don't take another min. B'makim the min that you're missing. Now, many of this was more common in America. I know nowadays there's so many esregim. It's not maybe it was more common 20 years ago than now. But that there was a shaila whether or not you could give your son somebody that's give al tchinuch. Can you give him a lemon? He wants to feel big. You're not interested in buying an esreg for him. So you give him a lemon. Now you go to, before Yantif, you could buy a box of esregim for 20 shekel. So you have 30 esregim for 20 shekel. But it's cheaper than a lemon. But can you give him a lemon? Or is that, al tzchinuch, even al tzidini chinuch, you can't take another min. The whole chash is over here, dilma atzil mitzrach, maybe a different year you're going to take a different min, you can take a pomegranate instead of an esreg. So too over here, maybe when he's us in the Mizrach, we really find when a child is younger, he shouldn't do something. On Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to make Kiddush and give it to a child to drink, because he might drink when he's older. So too over here, he might take the lemon when he's older, the same us in the Mizrach. Yesh la'ayin. We'll see Mirta Shem when we get to Tov Yishnan Zayim, when we get to Chinuch, exactly what pratim of the mitzvah do we need to be mekayim that din Chinuch.
There's no
shita that you can be yetzu with a lemon?
There's one shita.
Maybe that it's considered a priyat other. It could be used any priyat other. What? It has the simanim of the Gemara. Maybe, yeah, it doesn't have the Kabbalah. That's for sure. But no, that was last month. Yeah. So the truth is that it's a really good question. That's the truth. This is something that we could ask when we get to all the Dalaminim, and something that we cleared when we get to the Dalaminim last time. If you go out to the botanical gardens, you can find 13 different bushes that have three leaves that cover the stem. You can use those for Hadassim. This is the Tiferes Yisrael about it. He says when he came to Shtat, he saw these things and he wanted to be Yaitu with them. Somebody brought in last month a beautiful, I forgot what it was. Hirduf maybe it was. One of these, I don't know. Mamish, three big leaves covering the stem. Yesh l'ayin. Now, that's really what I wanted to be more here. And that is that it says you're allowed to take three minim if you don't have all four minim. Because you're not going to make a mistake to say that it's only three minim next year as opposed to four minim. Everybody knows it's supposed to be dalam minim. However, when it comes to taking a different min, then there's already a chash that maybe next year a person is going to think that it's a remain. You're supposed to take a remain. Now the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, that Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, he says, we're trying to figure out in the Gemara what's an Esrik. So what did Rabbeinu HaKadosh's father do? And what did everybody do? What did all the Tanaim do? What did everybody do till Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, "The davar pashat ad ma'orich le'inestafik v'davar adam me'olam." Is his lashon, I think. That when it says priyat adar, it's an esrig. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu took. That's what Yeshua took, and that's what everybody took. You just want to see how did we get to that from priyat adar? But there's never a suffix. So you tell me, there's never a suffix for 2,000 years. There's never a suffix. All of a sudden, one year you didn't take it, and then you're going to start taking a remind. There's never a suffix. There never was a suffix throughout the years of Masir. Interesting. But lemaisa, that's how we pass in. And we'll see when we get to a lemon. Sif Yudalid, lo yosef menachar al avarim seminim mishum bal tosef. This is bechlal, when we get to bal tosef, we saw that there's a shayla over here. What's considered bal tosef? Is it bal tosef? The Beis Yosef brought down different shitas. Is it bal tosef to take a different, more of the same min? Or is it bal tosef to take, just only to take a different min? So those that say, to take more of the same min is not a problem. The Torah didn't tell you what you're allowed to take, how many you have to take. The Torah told you what minim you take. They don't tell you how many of each one. Not less than one, not less than two maybe, but didn't tell you dafka one, as opposed to arba minim. It told you to take only four minim. So if you take a fifth min, that's bal tosef. And the others that say no, the Torah did tell you the min. It's kapas tamarim is one, anaf etzavet is three, anaf etzavet, arvi nochal is two, and you take any more, then there's a problem bal tosef. As opposed to dalin minim, it says hayde chudeikar, the hayde chudeikar is the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if you take a esrig, it's like you're wearing your watch. What does what have to do with the other thing? You took something else which is not shayach to the mitzvah b'chlal. It's not about tesef. Bal tesef is when you do more of the mitzvah. It's not shayach to the mitzvah b'chlal. So ma'amesh machleikis min akotze l'akotze. It seems that the minig ha'olam is like it says in Sif Tezvav. The Bir Halacha also brings down: are you yaitz to the mitzvah if a person is oivrim bal tesef? Is he yaitz to the mitzvah, or is he not yaitz to the mitzvah? It could be that he's yaitz and oivrim bal tesef. It seems like the minigarim is like it says in Sif Tezvav. That's the way that the Rambam was choizer. He originally said you're allowed to take more hadasim and nothing else, and then he said also aravos. He was choizer and he said also aravos. And that's meduyik in Tosfos also in Daf Lamed Aleph. It says that if a person puts in, he says afilu naisin kama hadasim vekama aravos belulav ein ze bal tosef. He doesn't say kama lulavim vekama esregim. Kamalu hadas mekam aravis. It's much like this Rambam that there is only bal tosef when he gets to lulav and esrog, but not when he gets hadas mekaravis, because it says lashon of it says plural. V'yesh misha poysal ani echad hashreita belulav neis aval shleish abadim aravis. V'yesh matzirin v'medaktikim ina moisifin al shnei aravis or shleish hadasim aravis. Which lamais the medaktikim only do two aravis and three hadasim, and the mishabur is trying to the bir halacha is trying to figure out why. He says shtei aravis. I'll tell you why. Because the Rambam lechatchila thought that you shouldn't take more than aravis. More than two aravis. Are you afshir kidei lotus das aravim shemitchila yedai to lesser bazeh? I'm not sure why there's an inyan to be mekayim the havamin of the Rambam if it was chayzer, but there's some inyan to be mekayim the havamin of the Rambam to take only two aravis and three adasim. Lemaisa the Mishabura says if there's a chashash k'sul by them, then for sure you could take more. It's not a problem. Lemaisa the minig ha'olam, except I see svardim. I think there are svardim that take more hadasim. I don't recall seeing anybody take aravos, even though the Torah brings down the meaning to take everybody take 68 aravos. Lamaisa, I haven't seen people take 68 aravos. I haven't even seen people really take more than three aravos, I don't think. Hadassim is common to see people taking more hadassim. That's noi. Now, certainly, even if you want to be mekayim the mechaber and the chashash of the mishabura, not to take hadashreita, you don't have to get aleph chazanish 30 centimeters straight. As long as you get roiv, of Gimel Tvachim, that's not, which is like 5 inches, which is 5 inches or so, and usually the top five is okay, then you don't have to spend 60 shekel on each hadas. As the noishabai lechura, as long as the ikur mitzvah you have, then that's okay. That would be yotze. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says in a chanami that in a chanami, even if one is taking lenoi and is not taking for to be carrying the mitzvah, one should still not take hadas shoyte. Even to be mechaven lehedi that you don't want to be yotze is not so pashut. And therefore, the best is to take something that you mamish could be yotze with.